AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill today, Secretary of State John Kerry is standing up to critics of the nuclear deal with Iran. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker didn't mince words in telling the Secretary of State what he thinks of the nuclear agreement with Iran.
I believe you've been fleeced.
In his first public appearance before lawmakers, Kerry defended the agreement, calling it a good deal for the U.S. and the world.
The choice we face is between an agreement that will ensure Iran's nuclear program is limited, rigorously scrutinized, and wholly peaceful. Or no deal at all.
Kerry also warned the diplomatic support the U.S. has built up would disappear if the agreement is rejected. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Saudi Arabia's foreign minister says the nuclear deal appears to have what it takes to stop Tehran from getting an atomic weapon. It's the most favorable comment yet from a skeptical Saudi Arabia. Some U.S.-trained Iraqi forces are joining in to be part of the fight to retake the city of Ramadi.
I won't give you the exact number. This is a number that the enemy would like to know. I will tell you it is in the several thousands.
Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says the actual assault on Ramadi has not started yet but could start within several weeks. A fast-moving wildfire has set off evacuations in Napa and Solano counties in Northern California. CAL FIRE's Daniel Berlin says winds are erratic.
Most of this fire is burning in an area that's very remote. There were hikers in that area. We did have to air rescue three hikers.
No Napa wineries are threatened by the flames. The number of people filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week dropped to the lowest it's been in 42 years. The Conference Board says its index of leading economic indicators posted a solid increase last month, a sign the economy will gain momentum in the second half of the year. Stocks are lower, the Dow down 86 points. This is AP Radio News. Police near Tulsa, Oklahoma say a 13-year-old girl is in serious but stable condition. Five members of her family were stabbed to death last night. Police found the victims following an open 911 call. Someone dialed for help but didn't speak. Two teenagers who police say were also part of that family are in custody. The jury has started deliberations again in Centennial, Colorado, in the sentencing phase of James Holmes' trial. He was convicted of shooting and killing 12 people at a midnight movie premiere. The AP's Sadie Gurman reports jurors have to weigh several factors to determine if Holmes should be sentenced to death.
Those factors include things such as the number of people killed, the death of a six-year-old girl, and prosecutors are arguing that this murder was particularly heinous because moviegoers were so defenseless.
Prosecutors say Holmes wanted to kill all 400 people in the theater, but only 12 died because his assault rifle jammed. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.